Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile. And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
You can go in the morning to the equestrian parade. So it's a Christmas horse parade. And then in the evening, we have Las Posadas, the miners that happen to be our docents. We have the three miners instead of the three wise men.
Every Christmas season, a historic California gold rush town takes visitors back to the 1850s. Columbia is an actual town with a main street in the National Historic Landmark District of Columbia State Historic Park. And the festivities they host include the Lamplight Tours Walking Play, coming up on December 6th and 7th, and a Miner's Christmas on the weekends of December 14th and 21st. Kelly League is an interpreter for Columbia State Historic Park. Kelly, for anybody that is not familiar with Columbia State Historic Park's Christmastime Lamplight Tours, how would you describe them?
Well, I will read to you the description that I have, and then I will expound on it. How's that?
Great.
Join us for a walking play that wanders the streets of Columbia at night and ends with music, dance, and refreshment. Make this an annual holiday event for you and your family and learn more about the Christmas time of years past.
That's great. Now, let's get behind the words there and suppose that I've just shown up with our listeners to experience the Lamplight Tour. Tell us about what's going to happen, please.
Well, you'll start out meeting at the museum, and we will give you an introductory to the evening. You'll want to make sure that you dress really warm, because it is nighttime in the foothills of the High Sierras. It could go from rain to snow to warm. We don't know what we're going to get. You meet in the back of the museum. We give you an introduction to the play, and then it is a walking play where you stop at different venues, buildings that are not normally open to the public. And there will be different scenes in each of the different venues. And they will be decorated in some kind of a Christmas manner. You will be led by docents that are carrying lanterns for lantern light for the walk. And all of the actors are also docents. Once the play is completed, then you're going to go into Angelo's Hall, where you will be greeted by docents serving you hot cider, coffee, pumpkin bread, cranberry bread, and you can sit and enjoy your snacks, and then you can join Rosanna Sampson, who is our local dance instructor, and she and her students will welcome you onto the dance floor, and she will teach you how to do different contra dances that are super simple. Anybody could learn how to do them, and one you might already know is the Virginia Reel. That's one of the dances we do, and that would conclude our evening.
How much fun do those dances sound, especially?
That's the best part. Out in the pumpkin bread when you go in. Yeah, it's really, really nice. Really well done.
You used a word that I wasn't that familiar with. Contra dances? Is that what you said? What are those?
Yes, contra dancing is, oh boy, I don't know the history of contra dance. It's C-O-N-T-R-A, and you could probably Google it. But it's the old-fashioned, it's like a kind of a bluegrass version of square dancing. We have a live band for that night. It's usually our three-piece band that has a guitar and a banjo and maybe a fiddle.
That sounds like a Christmastime party and a half. That sounds so fun.
Exactly what it is, yeah.
I was interested in researching for this to see that you have a different theme every year, and I started laughing because last year was about Aunt Martha's traveling fruitcake. With that in mind, what is this year's?
This year is Just My Luck, and it's the story of a young man that leaves his sweetheart over on the East Coast and comes to California to get rich during the gold rush. And he just meets up with one misfortune after another. But you can bet your bottom dollar that his luck changes by the end of the play.
After all, it is Christmas, so that should be fun.
It's going to be a great story.
This is pretty involved. How far in advance do your docents and the actors and everybody start preparing for Lamplight Tours?
The writer is a docent, and she and I probably sat down 2 months ago, maybe longer, and started talking about the preparations for it. She started writing the play. It was completed. The play was completely written about 2 weeks ago. So we're due for our second meeting, and then the docents sign up for the parts that they want to play or if they want to be lantern carriers. Different people may sign up to help decorate the buildings and light the lanterns or go and prepare the Angelus Hall for the big dance and party afterwards. That's already begun. The sign-up sheets for that have begun.
I should give the time reference at this point because we did pre-record this in early October. So when you say that you sat down with her and you started writing 2 months ago, you started writing in summer, August.
Right, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
What has been, I know that you started recently working within the last 3 years for Columbia State Historic Park. What's been one of your own best moments during Lamplight Tours since you started working in your position?
Well, like I said, I love walking into Angelus Hall. The lighting in there is perfect. So you've been out in the cold and dressed in period costuming, which means I'm in a dress and I'm really, really cold and my hands are frozen. And I walk into that room with that soft lighting and the beautiful music, and I see women in period dresses dancing in a circle, and my friends who are the docents are greeting me and handing me hot chocolate and pumpkin bread. And when it's the last tour of the evening, because we do several tours each night, it's like, oh, good, it's over, and I'm going to be nice and warm, and we're going to have a ton of fun in here. So that's my best part every year.
As a matter of fact, this is going to be selling out probably as we get closer. So let's give a little bit of information about how people sign up. And unlike a Miner's Christmas, this is not a free event, but it's a very low-cost event. So would you give me those details?
Right. It's a $25 cost to go to it. And you can actually start signing up now. We've sold quite a few tickets already. In order to purchase, you want to go to friendsofcolumbiashp.org. So that's FRIENDSOFCOLUMBIASHP.org and purchase your ticket.
And sooner rather than later, because before we began to record this, you told me the Saturday shows just about always sell out.
It always sells out. We have two evenings, Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. Tickets have already been sold, like I said, so the sooner you get on there and purchase, the better chance you have of getting onto the tour.
Time to get online right now.
Yes.
You mentioned the docents, but do you ever need volunteers if anybody listening happens to be up in the Columbia State Historic Park area, or is that all taken care of?
No, we accept volunteers. They would just contact me, and you have my contact information if they're interested in volunteering. The one thing that holds most people up from just one-time volunteering here is you usually have to be dressed in period costuming. The dresses alone cost $300, and so do the bonnets. So it's a pretty expensive investment in order to just come up for one night.
And in fact, I would never have guessed that until you said that. And it sounds like there's one supplier that makes those for you.
Well, actually, once you become a trained docent here, we have similar to a library checkout system where you can check out all of that clothing until you can afford to purchase pieces of your own. But we also have two places right here in town, the Emporium that sells clothing and the Artificers Exchange where she will make your clothing to fit.
I see why it would cost $300, custom clothing. Wow. Period clothes at that.
Yes, and she's an incredible seamstress.
Let's also not forget to mention, now that we've talked a bit about the Lamplight Tours, what's going to be happening the weekends of December 14th and 21st up in Columbia State Historic Park.
Oh, just more fun. More and more fun at this place. It's endless. So we have Miner's Christmas coming up, and I will read it to you, and then I'll expound on it. You sit around a campfire drinking hot cider or coffee and join in conversations with miners as they roast chestnuts. Children can make some favorite crafts of the 1850s and keep an eye out for Father Christmas as he wanders through the streets looking for good boys and girls. Free event. Bring the family.
Now, I happened to research online and see that you are a mom of five children. Which did your kids like the very most of the Miners' Christmas? What's their favorite part?
Well, that we will have to go to the grandchildren, because my children, when they were little, never came here. So, but my granddaughters have been here, and it's the crafts. They just love making the little dollies that you can either, you can play with them, but you can also hang them on a Christmas tree. They're little ones. And then we make little quilts out of paper and fabric. I think all of the crafts are designed to hang on a Christmas tree. And they never wanted to leave. They were just in there having a wonderful time.
How much fun does that sound? And that's kind of fun, especially for kids growing up today, where the computer and the phone are their entertainment. This is a maker thing, and I love that.
And kids love it, too. I remember they made potpourri. This is all held in the back of the museum, and they never wanted to quit making potpourri. So, yeah, it's a wonderful time for everybody. It smells really good.
Let's imagine that we're sitting there right now for a Miner's Christmas. This is free. Is there any kind of a reservation needed, or do we simply walk in?
You just simply walk in.
What's going to happen for us? We're there, and now what's happening?
Well, there's all kinds of things already going on in the town anyway, and I could go on and on about the different events that we have here. But, for instance, you would probably come to the museum first, because that's where you can gather all of the information that you need about the park. It's more like a visitor center, and we have docents and state park employees that run the museum. And there's a little store in there. And then in the back, we have a 20-minute looping video that tells you the story of Columbia. And there's dress-ups back there for children to dress up in 1850s style. And then throughout the museum, we have different displays on some of the key aspects of our town, like how we were affected by the lack of water and fire damage that was done here. At 11 o'clock, we give a free town tour. Oh, entrance to the park and parking is free. It's a very free park to be in. And then at 11 o'clock, we have the free town tour that is given. And then you can just walk the streets and go into all... It's a regular working town. We have regular business owners here that are not associated with the state park. So we have candle dipping. We have the candle and soap store. We have Nelson's Candy Store, where they make... Everything in there is handmade. You can watch through the windows as they make their candies. And it's been here since the Gold Rush, handed down to different people along the way. We have what claimed to be haunted two hotels, City and Fallon Hotel, that you can just go in and visit the hotel, even if you're not staying there. We have gold panning, and they truly do find a lot of, not so much gold as quartz. There's a lot of quartz here. And then we have the Stagecoach, which is kind of like the highlight of being here. You can take a ride back on the Stagecoach Trail. Depending on the price you pay, you can ride in the coach or you can ride shotgun on top with Tom Frazier, who owns the business. And then we have our old schoolhouse. It's the oldest two-story brick schoolhouse in California. We do classes up there the entire school year. Students come from around California and receive an 1861 school lesson. We just got done with Stories in Stone, where we take you up in the evening into the cemetery, and we have docents representing 13 people buried there, and they speak first person as though they are the person that's buried there, and they tell that person's story. Extremely touching. It's my favorite event of the year, because you don't just hear a random tour of the events in our park. You get to feel what it would have been like to have lived here. This was a really dangerous place to live, and not because of crime. It was just a rough time, and there was a lot going on throughout the Highway 49 today, the mining and the Gold Rush era. So that is just a really touching thing to go on. You really learn the history of our town when you go on that tour. So there's a few. That's a few of them.
That sounds amazing. It sounds like something you could give someone for an experience Christmas gift and have it be one of the best gifts they've ever received.
Exactly, yes.
After we've experienced everything else, we come to see the Miners of the Miners' Christmas. Are we going to be hearing a play with the Miners? Are they going to be telling stories, singing? What do we experience?
They will just be sitting there. They make the coffee. They sit around a campfire. They roast chestnuts. And you'll hear them talking back and forth. You can sit down and join the conversation anytime. It's a very low-key event.
And then Santa Claus or Father Christmas shows up. I suppose everybody has to have been good.
That's exactly right, or you don't get a candy cane.
There's also a Columbia event with literally a different 19th century flavor, the annual Victorian Christmas Feast.
It's a multiple course meal where people come dressed in a little more like the Victorian era rather than the mining era. And it's just a fabulous meal. I went to it last year for the first time, and it was just delicious and fun.
Sounds amazing, although I feel like I gained 5 pounds just listening to you talk about pumpkin bread and hot chocolate, so I may not be going to that one.
A band usually comes in and plays too for that, for the Victorian feast, so that's fun to listen to some of the live music.
The annual Victorian Christmas Feast happens at the City Hotel Restaurant. They have 4 2019 dates scheduled, December 6th, 8th, 12th, and 13th. You can make reservations on the website cityhotelrestaurant.com. What is one of your all-time favorite Christmas memories of Columbia State Historic Park?
Okay, so we do this one day where you can go. We have 3 different events in the park. You can go in the morning to the equestrian parade, so it's a Christmas horse parade. This year we hope to enter it with our donkey, and sometimes there are so few entrances into the parade that we actually loop around twice to make the parade go longer. It's just such a fun and funky little town. So we do that in the morning, and then in the evening we have Las Posadas, where we have the town lit up with luminaries, so actual candles in paper bags lining the streets. The miners that happen to be our docents, we have the 3 miners instead of the 3 wise men, and they walk up to the center of town, and they're talking like miners. It's a sweet but funny little dialogue they have going on. We have angels, little children from the local church, up on top of the roof with lighting on them, lantern lighting on them. And they process through town, and Mother Mary is on a donkey led by Joseph, and they go to the City Hotel, and there's just no room at the inn. And they end up having baby Jesus at the firehouse, where we all sing Christmas carols, and it makes me cry every year. It is just so touching and so beautiful, and it shows you what an incredible little town we have here of people that really care about each other. This is an amazing place to live. It's a tight community, but everyone is welcome here, and I just really appreciate that.
You've given me chills describing that. What is the date of Las Posadas?
December 8th.
And if you're coming from a different area, you might like to get your accommodations reserved now. Do the hotels sell out pretty quickly, or do you think they'll have availability at this point?
Our hotels sell out pretty quickly, but there's still room for that Friday night lamplight tour on the 6th. The 7th is already sold out. And so that would be for Fallon Hotel and City Hotel. But we also have, if you go online, we have a lot of hotels in the area. We have the Columbia Inn. And then in Sonora, there are all kinds of hotels over there that would not be sold out unless they have an event that I don't know about that weekend.
So definitely, if people find literally no room at the inn there at Columbia, to go ahead and check out the local area.
Yes, I know that there's Heritage Inn. It's a really nice place to stay, and they support our programs here. There's Sonora Inn, and on and on. There's plenty of places to stay.
Kelly, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Dot. This has been really fun.
You and I have been listening to Kelly League, interpreter at Columbia State Historic Park. For more information on Columbia State Historic Park's lamplight tours, Las Posadas procession, or a miner's Christmas, go to friendsofcolumbiashp.org. That's friendsofcolumbiashp.org. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas celebrations be full of lamplight, dancing, and memorable times.